Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. And, of course, American Free Press, as I have told you, is the newspaper that in its most recent issue has a special report, The Ron Paul Revolution. In this most recent issue, this 8-page report raises a question: can one man's ideas save America? Well, this is a very interesting report on Ron Paul's campaign, and I strongly urge you to get copies of the report. One copy is $3, six copies are $10. You can get a lot of copies at substantially reduced prices. All you got to do is go to the American Free Press website at americanfreepress.net and get further information on it. The Ron Paul Revolution, folks, is far from over. We've seen the results of the New Hampshire primary. In one respect, I'm not surprised that Ron Paul ran 1% behind Rudy Giuliani. The reason why I'm not surprised, folks, is because we're now seeing reports coming out of New Hampshire that indicate that there was some funny business in the vote count. I'm not saying Ron Paul won. I'm not saying Ron Paul came in second place. I'm not even saying Ron Paul came in third place. But I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, that if there was a completely honest vote count, and it doesn't appear that there was, that Ron Paul would have come in fourth in the position that Rudy Giuliani ostensibly came in. It's very, very interesting in the mass media today, and both of the Washington newspapers and certainly in the New York Times as well. The emphasis has been to avoid mentioning Ron Paul as much as possible, despite the fact that he only did, even according to, or that he, despite the fact that he did, according to even the official vote count, come in only slightly behind Rudy Giuliani. Now, why that's interesting, folks, is that Rudy Giuliani, this garbage man from New York, spent a lot of time campaigning in New Hampshire. He spent a lot of money in New Hampshire. This is Rudy Giuliani, who calls himself the great hero of 911, who calls himself America's mayor, and who has been dubbed as such by the mass media in this country, which did everything it could to promote Rudy Giuliani for the front-runner spot for the Republican presidential nomination. So here's Mr. America, Mr. 911 himself, can't even break into double digits in New Hampshire. There's something wrong there, ladies and gentlemen. There's something wrong, obviously. What's wrong is that the people aren't buying Giuliani, and yet Ron Paul, whose campaign has been suppressed by the mass media, Ron Paul, who was denied the opportunity by fair and balanced, quote-unquote, fair and balanced Fox News to participate in the Republican presidential debate, he officially only ran 1% behind Giuliani. Well, there's more to Ron Paul's campaign, I think, in the weeks ahead. I don't think he's going to be the Republican nominee, but I think he's out there making a difference and bringing attention to issues that need to be discussed. He's a very clear alternative to the rest of these frauds who are running in the Republican Party this year. And I think we all know that one of the biggest frauds is this Huckster Huckabee, who was promoted by the mass media for the deliberate purpose of distracting attention from Ron Paul. Well, more about the election when we come back, and some other comments, and we'll go to your call. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the internet at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, something very, very interesting about the New Hampshire primary this year in particular, something that I didn't know about, but which has been mentioned in the Washington Post, is the placement of names on the ballots. Now, you know, I've known over the years that there is the theory, the theme, the idea, the concept that the higher one's name is placed on the ballot, that it is likely to bring that candidate further, that is, higher numbers of votes. Well, this is very, very interesting. In an article in the Washington Post today, talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton managed to win a narrow victory, which that is exactly what it was, folks, a narrow victory over Barack Obama in New Hampshire, officially by 2% of the vote. The Washington Post reports this. The New Hampshire ballot rules may have also played a role. In previous contests, the state rotated candidate names from precinct to precinct. But this year, the names were consistently in alphabetical order, with Clinton near the top and Obama lower down. That is C before O, if you can figure that out. Stanford professor John A. Krosnick, a survey specialist, has estimated the impact of appearing high on the New Hampshire ballot at 3 percentage points or greater. Well, in other words, what they are implying here and what we can possibly read into this, if we believe this idea that voters are affected by the placement of a name higher on the ballot than lower on the ballot, we can believe that Clinton won 3 percentage points or greater than Obama because her name came before Obama's on the ballot. Well, this obviously, folks, doesn't apply to the Democratic Party race in New Hampshire. It also applies to the Republican race. So if we believe that Rudy Giuliani got 9% of the vote and Ron Paul got 8% of the vote, if we believe those results, then we are to guess that because Rudy Giuliani appears far before Ron Paul in the alphabetical order, G well before P, and having been a P person myself, as in Piper, long down the list, I notice things like this. So I'm saying here to you folks that, well, maybe Ron Paul would have gotten 11% of the vote if he had been up where Rudy Giuliani was, or maybe if Rudy Giuliani was where Ron Paul was, he would have only gotten 6% of the vote. Well, now, folks, this is all speculation, of course. We don't really know for a fact. We don't know this for a fact. But I do find it interesting that this year in New Hampshire, the names, as the Washington Post says, were consistently in alphabetical order. Was there a reason for that? Well, we don't know. I'm not even going to speculate. We don't know who the specific people were who made the decisions. Were they Democrats? Were they Republicans? Who are they supporting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's just something to consider. All told, though, folks, aside from any particular support or opposition to any of the candidates involved here, I think it's pretty sad that American voters are presumed to be inclined to vote for a candidate because their name, his or her name, appears higher up on the ballot than they would if that candidate's name appeared lower on the ballot, because it says that there's enough people, if these projections and speculations are correct, it says that there's at least 3% of the people voting who probably shouldn't be voting. And that's a hard call, folks, for anyone to say, but, you know, maybe there is an argument against everybody being allowed to vote without being first vetted. But then, of course, then you get into the question is who is responsible for deciding who can vote and who can't. So, you know, it's just a sad reflection upon the general ignorance of American voters. And what's even more sad about it is that they're now even saying that, again, according to the polls, that even John McCain, who has been one of the most steadfast supporters of this insane Jewish orchestrated war against Iraq that was carried out by the Bush administration in furtherance of the international Jewish agenda, that these people, that many of these supporters, many of the people who opposed the war still nonetheless voted for John McCain. Why did they vote for John McCain? Oh, because they're Republicans, and they think John McCain is better than any Democrat, perhaps. John McCain is a tough man. John McCain is an ex-POW. Of course, these people don't know that most of the POW and MIA families, and I think I'm safe in saying this based upon the knowledge that I do have, most of the POW and MIA families absolutely despise John McCain. Just like most of the New York City firemen and policemen just abhor Rudy Giuliani. But around the country, firemen and policemen and all sorts of other good people think that Rudy Giuliani is really the best thing since pumpernickel bread. Very, very frightening, the ignorance of people, folks. It's going to be interesting to see if these inquiries into possible vote fraud, and we're talking about computerized vote fraud through the manipulation of voting machines, something the Spotlight warned about going back to the early 1980s and no one paid any attention, at least not enough people paid attention, said it was all conspiracy theories. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what does come out of New Hampshire. Maybe if there are some concerns about vote fraud up there, they should have a new statewide vote count. Well, I'm curious, very, very curious to see what our listeners have to say about the results of the New Hampshire primary, one way or the other. Last night we had a caller who raised questions about Ron Paul's integrity simply because Ron Paul happens to be from Texas. With apologies to all you Texans out there, including the home base of our own network here, republicbroadcasting.org. You know, if you looked into every state in the union, you're going to find political corruption. You're going to find a culture of corruption. I mean, state of Maryland, good Lord, right outside Washington, D.C. here, crooked as a dog's hind leg, ladies and gentlemen. And wow, for many, many years, people perceived the state of Virginia as some sort of bastion of wonderful conservatism and patriotism and dedication to the Constitution. I had friends from Virginia who told me that Virginia was the least populist state, the least constitutional state that they knew of. That the state of Virginia, in many respects, was set up as a virtual, I don't want to say police state, ladies and gentlemen, but let's put it this way, it was a state that was not quite as conservative as we might have thought in the conventional sense of the word. Again, so you know, are we to judge Ron Paul because he happens to hold office in the state of Texas, and because George Bush is from Texas, and because Lyndon Johnson was from Texas? I mean, you know, the list of states and the levels of corruption in those states goes on and on and on. I don't think that's solid grounds for questioning Ron Paul's integrity or whether Ron Paul is for real or not. I think I've always said about Ron Paul, in my estimation, for whatever it's worth, what you see is what you get. He's not perfect, but then again, what politician is perfect? Well, we are going to a break here in a little bit. But before we do, I think I should tell you folks that it is your job to support the sponsors of RBN, because the sponsors of RBN help make this radio programming possible. Whether you like this show or any other show, all of the programming here, it's all because of our sponsors. And one of our longtime sponsors here at RBN is Herbal Healer Academy. They're at herbalhealeracademy.com. They have a huge variety of natural products. They have a lot of specials. And they're providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. They provide natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on ongoing research into national health, natural health. So that's Herbal Healer Academy, just like it sounds, Herbal Healer Academy. Check them out on the internet, folks, at herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. And when you do check them out, let them know that you heard about them right here on the good old Republic Broadcasting Network. Do check them out, folks, because as I always tell you, it is a big mistake to dismiss alternative health products, remedies, holistic, natural, nutritional. It's a big mistake to dismiss it, folks. Anyway, we are going now to a break. When we come back, if there's any callers by that point, I'm going to go ahead and bring you up. And then I have another little item to run by you. So the number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I'm sacrificing a lot being on the program here tonight live because I am missing a PBS special that premiered at 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the local public television station in Washington. It's entitled The Jewish Americans. I happen to read a review of it, and of course, anything that is a tribute to Jews is always widely hailed. You know, I don't think it would happen if it were the Catholic Americans or the Mormon Americans or the Presbyterian Americans. But in any case, the Jewish Americans premieres tonight. And here is an excerpt from the review, which is just so telling and so revealing and so typical. This is Tom Shales, the much-touted TV columnist for the Washington Post. He says, as in previous centuries, Jews were persistently plagued by anti-Semitism, even in the land of the free, and even by such prominent 20th century Americans as the deranged Henry Ford, the raving Father Coughlin, parenthetically described as a depraved radio priest, and pacifist crackpot Charles Lindbergh. Deranged Henry Ford, raving Father Coughlin, who's also depraved and pacifist crackpot Charles Lindbergh. Well, Charles Lindbergh was no crackpot. Anybody who has read any biographies, even the critical biographies of Charles Lindbergh, know that this man was not a crackpot, number one. And number two, that he was not a pacifist. Charles Lindbergh vehemently opposed U.S. involvement in World War II for very, very good reasons. But then, after the war was declared, he sought to fight on America's behalf in World War II, but was actually blocked by President Roosevelt. But he actually did do some work for the United States during World War II, did engage in some flights on behalf of the U.S. defense effort. So Charles Lindbergh was neither a pacifist nor a crackpot. And I think anyone who wants an insight into Charles Lindbergh can read his diaries, which were his wartime journals, which were published some years ago. Very, very interesting to note, by the way, that in the introduction to those diaries, it's noted that Jacqueline Kennedy, the wife of President Kennedy, wrote a letter to Charles Lindbergh at some point in the early 1960s and noted what a deep admirer that she, Jacqueline Kennedy, was. And then she added, "And so are we all," that is, all of the members of the Kennedy family. So, just kind of an interesting point about Lindbergh. Now, as far as Father Coughlin is concerned, the raving Father Coughlin, well, Father Coughlin was quite an orator, but he was no more of a raver than any other orators of the time. But, of course, because he has to be defamed here, because he is a target of the Jews, he's the raving Father Coughlin. And I don't know that we can describe this clergyman, this man of God, as being depraved. But, of course, Tom Shales felt compelled to describe him as such. And then to refer to Henry Ford, an industrial genius, as being deranged. This is a guy who has continually provided millions of jobs, even in death, posthumously. His empire continues to provide millions of jobs for people here in the United States and around the world, for that matter. And there were nothing deranged about Henry Ford. This guy was an industrial genius who brought the assembly line to the automobile industry. This guy was industrious in the classic sense of the word. Nothing deranged about Henry Ford. But, of course, because they all, in one form or another, happened to cause distress to organized Jewish interests in this country, they merit, in the eyes of Tom Shales and the Washington Post, such words as deranged, depraved, raving, pacifist, and crackpot. Absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we are swiftly moving up to the turn of the half hour here, and we do have a couple callers lined up, so I'm going to wait till after the break to bring them up. In the meantime, I will remind you that you can call in here. We're not restricted to talking about the election tonight, but if you want to talk about that or any other issue, feel free to do it. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you do want to talk about the election, I am personally curious as to what you think Ron Paul should do. Should he get into the race right now as a third-party candidate, or should he just continue to hang around and let the Republicans abuse him and let the Fox News ignore him within the ranks of the Republican Party? I think Ron Paul will make the right decision, but maybe he needs to hear from what others think, hear from others. All right, we are going to the break. When we come back, we'll go to our first caller we have lined up here, Ira from New Jersey. If you're still there, Ira, hang on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, the crime capital of the world, bar none. Right here on republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, we have a couple callers lined up, and one of them, the man in the lead, is Ira from New Jersey. Ira, what do you think of what's happening in the world today?
Well, thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to comment on the primary last night, and it seems the whole thing's being rigged for Hillary Clinton, and the way they're doing it, if you think about it, had she been the quote-unquote winner in Iowa, and then been ahead in the polls, and then won last night, it wouldn't have been anything people didn't expect. But the way it's being done, it like gives her a bigger bounce. She's a so-called comeback girl. That's the headlines in the corporate press these days.
Right.
And that, to me, gives her a bigger edge, psychologically, so to speak. But really, the whole thing, to me, is rigged. I think with the machines, no one knows how these votes, they know who's counting them. They're counted in private by a private company. 80%, I was listening to one of your RBN colleagues last night, Mike, the Midnight Rider, and he had some people on that were actually in New Hampshire a couple days, some Paul supporters, talking about the integrity of the hand count versus the machine count. The 80% of the votes up there were machines, and a machine, done by a machine, and counted by machine, and who counted them was done privately and closed behind closed doors. And there's really no way to, if it's paperless, there's no paper trail. There's no way to to do an effective recount, and no way to really verify or contest them except compared to the pre-election polls. That's the other thing. There's no exit polls. You just had pre-election polls. I think Obama got screwed more than Ron Paul, Barack Obama.
Yeah, you know, actually, it's very interesting. A lot of people are, that's the gut feeling out there. Yeah, it's, you know, this is the whole thing. I think what it all comes down to, it, Ira, is that, you know, we really have this built-in distrust, as we should, of the mass media and the way they manipulate us going into these elections, and then even after the elections, after we're told what the results are, yeah, after what they say, you know, this person got this many votes and this person got that many votes, and then they put their spin onto it,
yep,
and put it out there, and we're really at their mercy, and there is no, you know, they talk so much about transparency, but in the area where it really counts, counting the votes that decide who, ostensibly decide who our leaders are supposed to be, there is no transparency.
None. I think Hillary wouldn't be, you wouldn't have much different than what we have now in terms of the war going on and further involvement over in that area of the world. You know, realistically, I think Ron Paul has to realize now, if he hasn't realized it before, they who control all this are not going to let him win.
Exactly.
You know,
sad but true.
And he ought to come out. He ought to start talking about vote fraud. Hold a press conference. I was thinking hold a press conference with Obama, but Obama's kind of, he's bought off himself. He's just a shill himself, kind of. And
yeah, this is the problem. You know, that is one of the problems with politicians, that they are so wedded to the system.
They're not going to criticize.
Yeah, that they don't want to raise questions about it. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Well, Ira, I thank you for your call.
Thanks for taking it.
All right. We have Jim from Texas. Jim, are you part of the corrupt Texas political culture?
I'm an expert on that, by the way. I'm also an expert on the corrupt American political culture, to the fact that I subscribe and firmly believe in the 90-10 philosophy of 90% of the American people are lemmings, complete gullible lemmings, that will believe anything they're told, and the mere 10%, which is mirrored in Ron Paul's support, of people who are capable of thinking somewhat, and I'm kind of doubtful of 10%, I'm more like 5%, but I'll be extravagant and say 10%, okay? They are capable of thinking on their own, and they say, what's with these people? What's with these people that will believe Bill Kristol, Frank Gaffney, Edgar Bronfman, or anybody else telling them what they should think? But that's the way the people are. So that's why I'm known as a resident cynic or an eternal pessimist or any other title you
care
to give me.
Well, you know, Jim, in that regard, I'm glad you laid the groundwork for my next question here, because you are a cynic, but rightly so. What's your gut feeling? I mean, if you could grab Ron Paul by the necktie and say, Ron, here's what you need to do, what would you tell Ron Paul to do?
I would tell him to hold a press conference and get whatever pitiful coverage he can get, which wouldn't be much, because Fox and MSNBC and everybody else would outlaw him. But maybe he can make it on YouTube and say, every one of my fellow contenders for this post are a bunch of treasonous traitors, and they should be dealt with accordingly. What's he got to lose?
Well, you're right about that. They can't strip him of his congressional pension. They can't, at least not yet. They can't strip him of Social Security. At the best, they could do is probably deny him renomination to his congressional seat, but the guy's 72 years old. I don't think he intends to sit there in Congress forever.
Hey,
yeah.
if they put a bullet in his head, he ain't got too much to lose. He's 72. I'm an old geezer myself, not quite that old, but getting close. But the point is, what's he got to lose? Go for broke, so to speak. If that's my opinion, go for broke. Come out and say, these people are a bunch of phonies. They're complicit up to their eyebrows in 9/11 and every other thing that's happened to the United States since 1913. This is what they are. What's he got to lose?
You know, Jim, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna put a second to that. Actually, I guess this would be a third to that, because that's essentially what Ira calling from New Jersey had to say. And, you know, I tell you, this to me, what you guys have just suggested, this to me seems, if Ron Paul wants to make a real contribution, that's the best contribution he could make, to really step out of the loop and really draw himself apart, draw a line in the sand. I mean, there's all sorts of analogies you can drag in here. But for him to just come out and say, hey, look, this whole system is crooked and corrupt. I've tried to play the game and play it honestly, but they're not going to play it honestly, and we need someone who's finally going to say it. And I think that's what Ron Paul needs to do. So because let's face it, he's not going to get the Republican nomination. We know that.
No, he's not going to get anything. So what he should do is say, I've been engaged in a crooked game of pool. All of my opponents are cheating, so I'm going to take my cue stick and whop everybody I can reach upside the head. That's all he can do.
I tell you what, I agree 100%, and I think that everybody who agrees with that should try to, no pun intended, pound their pool sticks in Ron Paul's direction and just get Ron Paul to do just that, because he can have an impact in this election, not as a candidate per se, but he has a lot of money out there to spend that he can use to buy advertising, and they cannot stop him legally from buying advertising.
And he can say anything he wants in his advertisements. They can't stop him.
Exactly.
He can state the 100%
I'll tell you what,
truth.
I tell you what, if Ron Paul did that, it would be a real Ron Paul revolution, and it would be the first time that a candidate who has a serious national base was actually starting to say things beyond the box. So let's just hope that's what happens. Jim, I got a lot of callers here. I need to move on, but I thank you as always for yours. Well, we have Mark Glenn with us tonight. Mark, I'm going to bring him up. I assume it's the Mark Glenn. Mark, are you there?
Mike Piper.
This is the real Mark Glenn.
Now, do you know why I said your name three times?
Why is that?
Because in the Bible, whenever somebody, a great prophet or a lunatic, wanted to make an important point, they would always say something three times.
Okay.
Now, since I've started off on that theme of the Bible, I would like to give a little, I hope I can add something to this. But, you know, all of us obviously are pretty upset over what happened in New Hampshire. We know where this thing is going. But what I would like to leave to my fellow patriots and my fellow revolutionaries is this. Jesus himself, who I consider to be the greatest political revolutionary in the history of mankind. He fed 5,000. He healed the sick. He rose people from the dead. But in the end, it was not enough to sway the crowd who were under the spell of the rabbis. They voted for Barabbas instead of Jesus. Likewise, today, what we see going on, and I know people are going to get upset and think that I'm being disrespectful in comparing Ron Paul to Jesus here, but at the same time, we have a stage full of Barabbases, and we have one guy up there, one honest guy who is threatening to overturn the system, this Pharisaical, rabbinic-run system, and yet the people, because they have allowed the rabbis to infect their thinking and to influence the way they make their decisions, they are willing to cast aside somebody like Ron Paul for a Rudy Giuliani or a John McCain. And the thing is this, if George Washington came back today, if Thomas Jefferson came back today, if Jesus himself came back today and ran for the presidency, and the same people who control our media were able to do what they are doing today, the American people would not vote for these men, but instead would say, well, you know, we've got to be practical here, and you know, we've got our troops over in the Middle East, and this Jesus fellow over here, and this George Washington fellow, and this Thomas Jefferson fellow, you know, what they're saying is just too radical, and we've got to support our troops, and blah,
well, they'd
blah,
call
blah,
them
blah,
deranged, blah. They'd call them raving, they'd call them pacifist crackpots, among other things.
That's exactly right. So if it's any consolation to the people out there, myself included, because we're all pretty displeased about this, to see the same old, same old. The fact of the matter is that there is nothing new under the sun, and this is what happens when you allow people like this to get into positions of power like this. They destroy everything until, in the end, God decides enough is enough, and he tears the whole thing down and starts over again.
What do you think about the suggestions we've heard here that Ron Paul should really, really come out swinging?
I think that Jim's idea, as usual, is right on the money. Ron Paul has got a lot of money. I mean, think about what Jim Condit was able to do with his campaign for Congress, where he would run these ads that literally went out and were heard by tens of millions of people. Ron Paul should do this. If he really is a patriot, if he really wants to save this country, he should use what is left of his money, or at least a good portion of it, and he should speak to the American people and say, look, folks, you don't have much time left. This may be the last chance that you have to save your country. And to buy those ads and to take advantage of these federal election laws. And that's what I would do if I had the money.
Well, all I can say, like I said earlier, Mark, let's just hope that Ron Paul does it, because I think that's really – I think he's in a position – in that regard, it's a win-win position where he can really get the message out even if he can't win, and we don't really think that even if he can win that they'll let him win. So sometimes you have to bite the bullet, face the music, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Mark, I got a lot of callers lined up here, but thanks for yours. All right, we've got another Texan on board with us, Roy from Texas. What do you have to say, Roy?
Mike, I don't know if I can top Jim or Mark Glenn, but I wanted to talk about a story that really isn't getting a lot of airplay here in the United States, and that is the story of Sybil Edmonds. This is a person who will earn a footnote as a minor anti-Semite if the truth of her story ever reaches the mainstream press.
Yes, I'm aware of that. In fact, Mark Glenn called me last night before I came on the air. I haven't had time to really look into it closely, but it's apparent that Sybil Edmonds is the classic whistleblower of the best sort, and she is, in fact, exposing real live espionage by some of our favorite people in the highest levels of the U.S. government.
Yeah, like Mark Grossman, Mark Edelman, Douglas Feith, Richard Perle, and what these people are involved in, and I'm probably not going to be able to prove everything right now, but what they were involved in is nuclear smuggling. So you often hear a lot of people talking about what happens if a nuke goes off in the United States, and there were rumors that maybe it would come from the Russians not securing their arsenal, or maybe it'll come from the Pakistanis. Well, it turns out that our great friends in the Israeli, Turkish, Pakistani axis of espionage had an active black market in nuclear material and nuclear technology. Being run out of high-level positions in the State Department, State Department and Pentagon. And, I mean, this is a really big story. I probably can't really digest it all for your readers, but if I can make just a brief plug, there's a site that that American Free Press often links to on its own website called antiwar.com.
Right.
Anybody who wants to look into this, just go into antiwar.com/Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, and on the right-hand column, you'll see a story from January 7th. I'm not trying to make plugs for other
no,
sites.
No. I think people need to know about this story, and I do believe Mark Glenn is working on something for it for American Free Press, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's a huge story. Basically,
absolutely, yeah. It's not going to go away. That's what Mark was saying, that, you know, this is a story that it just can't go away because it's such a big story, and it is going to get out there.
Well, I mean, and also just, I mean, people talk about the manipulation in the media with Ron Paul, and everybody knew the elections were going to. nobody really thinks Paul's going to win because the odds are stacked against him, the system's stacked against him. But look at the media. The media doesn't report on this story at all. This story got out in the London Times. I mean, no major American media outlet would pick up this story, and she's been trying to get it out to everyone, and she's actually risking her arrest and risking her incarceration by getting this story out. And it's like you said, she's a classic whistleblower, and it just goes. It says something about the corruption within the mainstream media that we'll hear about. I don't know. We'll hear about steroids in baseball, but we're not going to hear anything about Civil Edmonds, or we'll hear about all sorts of other things that are really sort of trivial by comparison. And I don't know. It just doesn't say a lot about media, and it tells me a little bit about how much control there is in this country of the way information gets out and gets into the public.
Oh, absolutely. It's a perfect example of it, and it's a major story. I mean, you know, we're constantly hearing about nuclear proliferation, but when we find out that our own people in our own government are involved in the spread of nuclear weapons for their own agenda, well, that story gets buried. Roy, thanks for bringing that up. We'll definitely be talking more about that on the program. All right, folks, we're going to the break. When we come back, we're going to try to squeeze in one more caller. We have John calling from Texas.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Alright, folks, Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. We're wrapping up the hour. We can squeeze in one more caller. We've got John from Texas. John, come on up.
Yeah. Listen, I want to confirm or back up Jim, what he said 100%, but I want to push him to the back of the line, and I'm going to get in front, because Ron Paul has got to get tough. He's a good guy. I've been for him all the way, and I'll stick by his side till he bites the dust. And there's more money where the money came from. A lot more money. He's got to start spending it. He's got to get on the air. He's got to get on mainstream television. He's got to get him some junkyard, mean, bad dogs working for him that can drag skeletons out of closets. He's got to learn how to kick, gouge, bite, scratch. He's got to get tough, and he's got to do it quick. People are backing. There's more money where it came from, but he's got to show that he can get dirty and get down.
You know what? I'll tell you, I think you're absolutely right about that. I think if Ron Paul, I think you're absolutely 100% correct. He has touched a nerve out there. He's got people listening to him. He's got people giving him money. And I think you're absolutely right about that, Roy, that if, or John, I'm sorry, John, that if he starts talking even tougher and laying things on the line, that the money's going to double, that people are going to say, hey, this is a real politician. This is somebody who's for real. He's telling it like it is. And people are going to flock to him as a real leader more so than they've ever done before. So I think you're absolutely right.
Even if he doesn't win, if he doesn't win, as long as he can keep sending the message of the people out there, they will support him. We will support him.
That's right.
He's
got
to get tough. He's got to start pulling, if he has to, pull cards out of the sleeve, you know. But that's the kind of a market that he's in. That's the kind of people he's dealing with. And it's going to get a whole lot tougher. And if he can't handle it now, if it's too hot in the kitchen, then, you know, maybe he is the wrong candidate.
Well,
I don't think he is the wrong candidate.
They're going to say he's depraved. They're going to say he's deranged. They're going to call him a crackpot. But the thing about it is, what they haven't said good about him, they've said nothing about him. You know what I mean? So he has nothing. He has nothing to lose at this point and everything to gain by really coming out swinging.
Right. He's got to start drawing fire. I mean, they got to start shooting bullets at him. He needs to get this hornet's nest so stirred up that they're coming after him, not where he has to go to, try to get a little bit of attention in the spotlight. He needs to have them coming after him.
In the end, it's all in God's hands, but for right now, it's in Ron Paul's hands. He's the candidate. He's the boss. He's got to make the decision. And I think he needs to hear more and more people saying to him what you've said and what Jim said, what Ira said, what everybody's saying here tonight. Mark said, I said, he's got to come out swinging. So I think that's the consensus.
Come out swinging and tell that and give the message. You know, that's what as long as he can do that. People are backing. He's still got a lot of support. There's a lot of people who have a lot of faith in the man.
Absolutely. All right, listen, appreciate your input there, John, and apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up tonight. But we'll be here tomorrow night, and I will have with me my colleague from American Free Press, Mark Anderson. We'll talk more about Ron Paul and what's going on in the world today. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. That's it.
Since 19